From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. It's 5 days before a Mideast peace conference in Annapolis, Maryland. And in Israel, there is little excitement. Israelis are divided. Some say the resumption of peace talks with the Palestinians is long overdue. Others say the meeting is meant to extract concessions from Israel without giving anything in return. As NPR's Linda Gradstein reports, even those who support the Annapolis meeting are skeptical that much will be accomplished.
A cartoon in the Jerusalem Post newspaper this week showed Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, and Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert seated on chairs at the Annapolis Peace Conference. But all three statesmen were miniature-sized, dwarfed by the chairs. There's a sense in Israel that even if there is an agreement at Annapolis, neither the Israeli nor the Palestinian leader has the political strength to implement a deal. Olmert is the most unpopular prime minister in Israel's history. A few months ago, he had an approval rating of 3%. He also faces a series of criminal investigations into alleged fraud. But Israelis seem even more concerned about their counterparts on the other side. Former chief of staff Amnon Lipkin-Shahak was deeply involved in the last set of serious negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians 7 years ago. He says he's skeptical that Mahmoud Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen, can make a peace deal work.
I do believe that we have Palestinian leaders like Abu Mazen and Salam Fayyad who are willing, which is very much different from our experience with Chairman Arafat. No doubt that there is a will. If there is a way, I believe there is a way, but we are in the early beginning.
And even if Abbas does manage to garner support for a deal, he doesn't represent all of the Palestinians. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh, who remains in control in the Gaza Strip, today called the Annapolis meeting stillborn and said it won't achieve anything for the Palestinians. Israeli political analyst Gerald Steinberg says most Israelis aren't sure it will achieve much for them either.
There's no enthusiasm or excitement. This is certainly not anything comparable to the days of Oslo when people thought that peace was actually going to break out. There's some skepticism. We've been here before many times. Is this actually going to change anything?
A recent poll by Tel Aviv University found that half of Israelis believe nothing will come out of Annapolis. At the same time, a large majority of the Jewish population believes in a two-state solution, meaning an independent Palestinian state alongside Israel. At a Jerusalem pharmacy, Ruti Kleiman, a Hebrew teacher, says she's worried about the Annapolis meeting.
Because I'm afraid that as a result for me, territories will give back. For me, it's not territory. For me, it's the part of my land, land of Eretz Israel. To my opinion, it belongs to the Jewish people.
Kleiman says Israelis should look at the precedent of Gaza. In 2005, Israel dismantled the Jewish settlements in Gaza and pulled all of its troops out. Since then, Hamas has taken over, and towns in southern Israel live with daily Palestinian rocket attacks. But other Israelis believe there is a chance that the Annapolis meeting could lead to a peace deal. Chaviv Yisraeli is the owner of a Jerusalem clothing store nearby.
I hope so. I might believe it, I hope so.
Why?
With all my heart. After all this here, I don't know if it will be okay. I hope so.
Yisraeli says both Israelis and Palestinians need to be willing to compromise. And he says what's important about the Annapolis conference is that all of the most divisive issues will be on the table.
Sit. Talk about everything. Everything from A to Z. Not to leave anything to later. And then make a peace.
Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.